Hey, sorry about the wait. It's that time of year. What do you need? What? Oh, okay, I see. So now you want tutoring. Now. A week before finals. Right now. You got a lot of nerve, I'll give you that. A more agreeable woman might actually construe this as bravery. Do you even realize how fucking aggravating it is to add that to my schedule while I'm grading everyone's final essays, poring over their projects and presentations that they actually completed, by the way, not to mention building a curriculum for next semester's classes? Do you know how fucking aggravating that is? Did you know that the world does not revolve around you? It does not revolve around whether or not you succeed or fail. Do you know how incredibly insulting it is that you slack off all semester long, and then you ask your professor to reteach all the material again just for you so that you can try and pass the final exam? Which you won't, by the way. You wouldn't even pass if I did agree to tutor you right now. You know why? Because cramming for tests doesn't actually work. It doesn't work. That's not how the human brain functions, I'm afraid. It only works if you pay attention and learn gradually over time, and if your knowledge is tested for longevity at regular intervals. I have given you every opportunity to succeed, and you know it. You were perfectly happy goofing off and metaphorically tripping all semester long. But now that you're actually falling and you can see yourself about to hit the ground and suffer the consequences of neglecting my class, now you're asking for help. Oh, great. Now I think it's considered begging for help. Look, I know I'm not a bad professor, so why don't you tell me why you're such a poor student, Distracted. Young man, this is college. You are an adult, okay? If you've got better things to think about, maybe you're not committed to your education and you shouldn't even be here. Oh, I'm distracting you. What do you. A crush. You have a crush on me. That's pathetic. But lucky for you, also a little bit adorable. You know, I became an educator to help people. Nothing gives me more joy than knowing that I've had a positive effect on a person's life. I've changed them for the better and sent them off to use what I've shown them in real life to succeed, to live a great life. So, because of my deep humanitarian objectives, I really don't know how to how to resist a face like yours right now. You seem genuinely remorseful, so I'll try to help you out. Now, unfortunately, I meant what I said before. I really do not have time to go through the textbooks and my slides and my notes and the tests that you failed and ugh, the essays you turned in that didn't have any sort of clear direction. I don't have time to teach you the course all over again. But I suppose I could take a few minutes out of my busy schedule to create some extra credit assignments to help you pass, to push your grade up just enough to pass, okay? Now, don't worry, they won't be related to the course material. I don't want to set you up for failure once again, now do I? They'll be more like personal tasks that I need done. Like I said, I'm a very busy woman, especially right now, so hopefully having this little crush on me means that you want to make me happy? Would you say that that's accurate? Fantastic. So, how about you shut and lock the door behind you, take off your shirt only, and get on your knees? Don't look so shocked. Go on. Good boy. Now the shirt, come on. Very good boy. Now on your knees, I'm just gonna reach down, slide my panties off from underneath my skirt, and throw them on my desk. That's better. Now, you're going to put your head under my skirt. Come on. There you go, just like that. Fuck, you look so good on your knees. Now, you may not be used to this, to a woman telling you what to do. I know girls your age are very eager to please and will let you do just about whatever you want, but once you get a little bit older, you start to realize that life is short. If you want something, you have to take it at the earliest opportunity. And I want you, so I'm going to take you. No touching, no licking, no nuzzling, not yet. Now I know you can't see much under there, which must be a very special kind of torture for you. So close to your little crush's warm, wet cunt, but unable to take that sexy little snapshot in your mind, unable to revisit it in your memories, wherever you please, whenever you please. But tell me, what do you think of your professor's pussy, huh? Go on, take a deep breath. Breathe it in. I bet you never imagined you would be trapped under my skirt, smelling my sweet pussy all around you, huh? Do you like it? Intoxicating, huh? That's high praise coming from a frequently intoxicated college student. Come on, stick out your tongue. Don't move. Don't move, just stick out your tongue. Let me grind my pussy against your tongue. Come on, stick it out a little further. There you go. Oh, good job. Oh, good job. Oh, how does that taste? Just like honey, huh? Now I think you're trying to be cute just so I'll go easy on you. That's not gonna happen. In fact, it might make me grind myself on your face just a little harder. Even longer strokes. I love the feeling of my pussy lips opening around your tongue and your nose tickling my clit, but it makes me wonder if you can even breathe down there. No, not really. Not really. Okay, then. Don't worry, just a few more seconds. You're doing such a good job. Oh, I love your little muffled moans. Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, it's been so rough on you having a crush on your professor, huh, baby? So distracting, seeing my long legs and my high heels. My ass in these tight little skirts, huh? Thin little blouses that let my nipples poke through. Oh, fuck. You must think I've been trying to personally hurt you, huh? That I've been trying to distract you and make you fail so that I can take advantage of your misfortune. Just like this. Does it feel like I've been teasing you on purpose this whole time? You are so fucking cute. Okay, baby. Okay, I'll stop grinding into your face. You can just lick me now. Oh, there you go. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, God, fuck yes. Fuck yes, you're such a good boy. Oh, you're doing so good for me. You are doing so fucking good for me. Oh, you're doing so good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, God. Oh, you're doing so good. Such a good boy. Oh, yeah. Keep going. No, no, no. Don't stop. Oh, keep going. There you go. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you are good for something, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, you know, when I was your age, I would have killed to fuck my professors for extra credit. Oh, you're a very lucky boy, aren't you? This is like a dream come true for you, isn't it? You don't have to be smart, you don't have to read anything, you don't have to take notes or pay attention to some boring lecture. All you have to do is follow my very simple instructions. Isn't that nice? Aren't you so lucky? Oh, fuck, you're doing so good. Oh, so why don't you thank me, huh? Right now, thank me. No, 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 no. Keep my pussy in your mouth. Keep my pussy in your mouth and thank me. Keep working your tongue and thank me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep working your tongue up, down my slit, in and out of my warm, wet little hole. Oh, and thank me. I want to feel the vibrations of your voice. The vibrations of your fucking gratitude. Right up against my clit. Oh, there you go. Say it again, baby. Again, thank me again. Thank me. Again. Again. Oh, thank me. Thank me again. Oh, one more time. One more time for me, baby. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Keep going. Keep licking. Oh, keep thanking me. Keep sucking on my pussy lips and thanking me. And keep going. Hey. No. Stop. Stop for a sec. Stop for a sec. Hey. When I say stop, you stop. Understood? Now, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Your hand. What the fuck do you think you're doing with your hand? Speak. Well, stroking your cock through your jeans is not something I recall giving you permission to do. Well, now I know that you can't be trusted. Go figure. Give me your hands. Come on. Yes, both. I'm going to unbutton my top and let's put one of these hands on my chest, okay? That's it. Start squeezing my breasts and pinching my nipples. Oh, yeah, that's good. And this other hand, this very naughty, naughty hand who thought he was going to get away with touching your cock. Let me. Let me take this hand and suck your fingers while you eat my hot little cunt on your knees. How does that sound? There we go. Do you like that? Do you like that? Do you like playing with my tits and licking my clit while I suck your fingers? Struggling to get out of those jeans. Oh, and I bet your balls are so fucking heavy and aching. Oh, I bet you wish my mouth was wrapped around your cock instead of your fingers, huh? Licking it all the way from the base to the tip and just taking it in, sucking it between these soft lips. But that's not going to happen. Maybe someday. Once you've learned your place. Maybe you'll earn my lips and my tongue. And my throat. Someday, but not... Oh, not today. I was gonna let you come today, you know, but you had to go and fuck up, just like you always do. I'm not really that surprised. Your orgasms are mine. Do you hear me down there? I own this orgasm. I own your orgasm. So you tried to steal something that I own instead of simply fucking asking for it. And now you don't get one at all. See how that works? But don't feel bad, baby. In turn, my orgasms also belong to you. Isn't that nice? Well, the only difference is that I don't have to ask. I get to take them from you, force them out of you, make you work to give them to me, ruin you with them, soak your face with them, and... Oh, God, fuck. Fuck, I think I'm gonna soak more than just your face. See, this is why I told you to take your fucking shirt off. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna take this orgasm from you. Oh, yeah. Tell me you want to pass my class. Come on, beg me. Beg me for a good grade. Beg me. Beg me, tell me how badly you want to pass this class. You need it, don't you? You need to pass this class? You need to pass this class. Tell me. Tell me you need to pass my class. Tell me. Tell me you need to pass my class while I hump your cute little face. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, muffle it into my pussy. Tell my pussy how badly you need to pass this class, baby. Tell my wet, fucking squirting pussy. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna squirt all over you. All over your face and down your chin, on your neck and your chest and your stomach. Oh, fuck. Oh, and you're gonna take it. Oh, you're gonna take it because that's what you're here for. Oh, you're here to pass my class, right? You're here to pass my fucking class, right? Oh, tell me. Tell me, beg me, come on. Beg me to pass my class. Come on, baby, tell me. Tell me, baby. Tell me how badly you want this. Oh, I hump your cute little face and squirt all over your hot little body. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, good boy. Oh, you're a good boy. Keep going. Don't stop. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, you're a good boy. Oh, you're good. Fuck yeah, you need me. You need that pussy to come. Oh, yeah, you need to pass, don't you, baby? You need to pass. Oh, yeah, you need this pussy to pass. You need to pleasure this pussy to pass. I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, you need to pass this class, don't you? Fuck yeah, you do. Fuck yeah, you do. Fuck yeah, you need me. Oh, God. Oh, okay, stop, 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 stop. Stop, stop, stop. No. No, I don't have any fucking tissues. No, I don't have any tissues. Not sure they would help you at this point anyways. You are a filthy mess. But hey, if you leave out the back door of my classroom, you'll be able to walk right across and get to the gym, and you can hit the showers. Listen, this was fun, but I can promise you next time will be even better. Oh yeah, there'll be a next time. What, you think one single orgasm is worth an A+ or something? I told you, this is an extra credit assignment. You really do never listen. Tell you what, since you've been such a good boy, and if you can continue to be a good boy and don't let anyone see you, you can take my panties off my desk and take them home with you. Would you like that? I thought you would. Yes, I'm sure. Go on, take them. Sniff them, rub yourself on them, cum in them, whatever you please. But most of all, let them serve as a reminder that I own you for the next few weeks until I have to submit my final grades for the semester. So, fair warning, in that time, I may want to call upon you again. Now, go on, baby. Get the hell out of here.